The first in the nation, Iowa caucuses are set for February of 2020, and many of that state's voters were watching last night's Democratic debate. So what were their takeaways? Iowa Public Radio's Kate Payne watched the debate at a bar in Cedar Rapids.
Dozens of Iowa Democrats crowded in a sports bar in suburban Cedar Rapids Tuesday night. Campaign workers for a slate of candidates were milling around with clipboards to take down their contact info. The hope is to keep them engaged and sell their candidate in a crowded field.
I'm Bree Young, being interrupted by someone from Beto's campaign.
It was a mixed crowd with plenty of committed voters. The current crop of candidates have been in the state for months, some making the rounds 2 years before they even declared their candidacy. Mickey Rottinghouse said a number of candidates stuck out, including Marianne Williamson, but not in a good way.
Williamson kind of scares me. I'm sorry. I just, the lack of substance.
But she says Elizabeth Warren is solidly on her short list.
You know what? We are in a position where we need somebody forceful, and we need somebody who's direct, and we need somebody who's honest. And she's got all of those qualities.
Warren got a lot of applause lines in the room, amplified by a throng of organizers. Jim Williams says the moderators gave a fair shot to lower polling candidates, which he liked as a supporter of John Delaney, a former congressman from Maryland. Still, he says he'll be glad when the field thins out.
Most of these people are just running on their personalities and that. And the thing that's lacking in the Democratic Party, we don't have a leader.
But a lot of voters here said the debate didn't really change their views of the candidates. Like many active Iowa Democrats, Kathy Meyer has met a number of them in person, which she says is more helpful.
I've been fortunate enough, like I said, to talk one-on-one. It's very brief, but I can get their point on what they're doing as far as childcare and building America up.
More than any candidate's talking points, the moment that drew what might have been the biggest reaction in the room was a television ad for President Donald Trump's re-election campaign. He won the state in 2016, but reactions in the room didn't show that. These Iowa Democrats agree on that, at least, their opposition to Trump. For NPR News, I'm Kate Payne in Cedar Rapids.